I am Serge Vostrikov from DeVries Company, and we will talk today about FIB Plus, our components for Firebird and Interbase, which supports Delphi, C++ Builder, and Skylax. This session is about getting started with Plus, about the simple things such as connecting to a database, getting data, and simple management of transactions. Before we're starting technical stuff, I'd like to tell you some words about FIB Plus. So, main FIB Plus benefits are very simple and convenient. The first thing that FIB Plus using direct connection to Firebird, so you don't need any middleware software on your computer and on computer of your clients. FIB Plus supports all functions of Firebird and Interbase. That is also because FIB Plus uses direct API of Firebird and Interbase. So you can use in your programs array fields, blob filters, generators, and all other features of Firebird. FIB Plus also supports any standard and third-party visual controls. You can use FIB Plus with a standard TDB grid, TDB edit, also with developer express components, report builder and fast reports, any components and libraries which support tdataset component. One of interesting benefits using FIB Plus is that it enables you to optimize your network traffic. You can manage all data which is sent to the server and use your application on low speed channels such as ISDN, maybe even dial-up. And for many users of FIB Plus, the most important benefit is that they can easily migrate from existing IBX application to FIB Plus, just to be able to use Firebird special features. Because of common routes, such migration is a very easy process. Actually speaking, you will need only make some text replacements in your DFM files and pass files if you're using Delphi. Because the main components are very similar to IBX. You see that there are such components which named similar TIB database and TPFIB database in FIB Plus, or transaction has also similar component in FIB Plus. It's the same about many other components. And if you migrate to FIB Plus from IBX, you can use all new Firebird features which are not supported by Interbase. Well, today we will talk about several issues. How to connect to a database, how to get data from a database, how to use FIB Plus component with visual controls in Delphi, how to manage transaction in the simplest way. We will not go to the deepest question of transaction management, of course. It's not for getting started. I'll show you how to use FIB Plus components for making master details relationship. And I'll demonstrate some special features of FIB Plus, like such as local sorting, local filtering, and special feature local blob filters. If we have enough time, I'll show you how to use macros in FIB Plus. It's also a unique feature of our components. Let's go. Now we need to start Delphi environment. I will be use a new version of FIB Plus, FIB Plus 6.13. It's not published yet on our site, but we will publish it after conference. How to connect to a database? As IBX, FIB Plus has this the main component for connection. It's named DBFIB database. It has, of course, component editor which help us to set all connection parameters. Now we use localhost, and database prepare special for this demonstration. Just a minute. You can set a username. It's the same with all other components. You can set SQL dialect and character set. And you can set the client library for this connection. I told you that FIB Plus supports Interbase and Firebird, and actually it works with the YAFL. All these servers have their own libraries for connection, and here we will use FIB client DLL. It's okay. If you want to connect to a database in your program code, you can use special properties of PFIB database. It's connect parameters. You see them. It's the same. You can set a username, you can set password, and you can set library name in the library name property. So if we want to connect, we just need to write that's it. After connection, we need to get some data from a database. In the plus, you have two options to get data. The simplest way is to use TPFIB query data component. It's not T-dataset descendant. It corresponds to TIB SQL component in IBX. It's not buffered component, but it can get some data from a database. And it's not compatible with standard visual controls. If you want to display data which you got with help of this component, you should write your own code. I have already example for it. You see a new component. It's component for management of transactions. In the simplest way, you just need to connect it to database. You see the property default database. And in TPFIB query component, you also should set database property and transaction property. Now you should set the SQL text. I recommend you to use a SQL generator to make it quicker. That's too early for this field. Very simple query. This is component, is a simple list box, and we will show get the data which we have got in this list box. As I told you, this component is not compatible with visual controls, so we need to write some additional code. It's very simple. We connect to a database, we execute our query, and after that we fill our list box by data from tpfib query using a field by name property. Let's run. It's very simple example. Important thing about it is that you cannot navigate through tpfib query component just because it's not buffered. It's unidirectional data set, if we can say so. So the next step in using FIB Plus will be to use tpfib data set component, which is compatible with the visual controls. Query components is very useful if you don't need to buffer your data. It can be convenient for, I don't know, maybe for transfer data from one database to another database. In this case, you just save your memory because you don't store all fetched records in the memory buffer. But if you would like to get to your users some interface for manipulating your data, it's better to use tpfib dataset components. It's also a very simple example. I put tpfib dataset on the form, connected it with the database, and set transaction property and update transaction. We will talk about it later. For simple cases, you use the same component for management transaction for all components. Standard component data source is connected to our data set, and dbgrid component connected to data source component. All code we need is connecting to a database and opening our query. Query text we set through SQL generator is the same for all FIB Plus components. Just run. By the way, if you have some questions, you can interrupt me and ask just now. Yes, because if I don't hear any questions, I just talk and maybe it will be difficult to understand. So you see that the result of query is two fields, and they are displayed in standard component. You can use any other components from different libraries if they are compatible with the tdata source. It will be working with the FIB Plus components. Let's try to edit data into tdb grid. We can do it because our query is not live. We should make it alive, and for that we should set modified queries for our component. Open. That's it. I recommend you to use a SQL generator. When you set selectable query, you can generate query for updating, deleting, and inserting data in your data set. Just go to another tab you see here the field of list of fields in our selectable query. We should set K field. It's a primary K field, and set which fields should be used in modified queries. You can use all automatic tools in SQL generator. Just click generate SQL, and you see that insert, update, delete and refresh query have been generated.
That's it. Query is much clever than in IBX and the same devil for update queries. Excuse me.
It's just a comment, okay.
IBX but by default uses all fields since he selected ID and name in all
updating. Yeah. Here you can just select only necessary fields. It could be useful if you have some calculated fields on the server side. They cannot be updated or inserted, so you don't need to place them in modified queries. SQL generator has some additional options. You can select the symbol for parameters if you prefer this bit instead of this, and so on and so on. You can generate only separate modified queries, not everyone. After generation our query becomes alive.
Sir,
yeah.
I don't see where you
Yes, in this case it started automatically because I set in advance the option. You see the option POSTAT transaction, it's true. That means that transaction is started automatically. Sorry?
When did you become it?
Never. In this example, never. We will talk about it a little bit later, especially about transaction. That's it. By the way, about transaction, just check if it has been committed. No, all changes are lost because we didn't commit our transaction. Well, go on. Let's talk about transactions. For simple cases, FIB Plus has special auto-commit mode. If you don't want to manage transactions manually, you just need to set auto-commit to true. After that, FIB data set will call commit retaining after any post. It's not very good for all cases. As I know, in the old interbase versions and maybe in old Firebird versions, if you call commit retaining too often, it can cause some problems with performance on server. But you have some such option. You can set auto commit to true and it will call commit retaining if FIB dataset uses the single transaction. I'll try to explain why it's done. If you simple commit your transaction, all queries and the dataset are closed because the transaction is not active anymore. It's not very convenient if you click the button and all queries are closed. That's why sometimes we need to use commit retaining. It commits our changes but doesn't close our queries. But more interesting option is to use different transactions for reading and writing our data. FIB dataset has two properties. One property is a transaction. This is transaction for reading data. Select SQL query is executed in the context of this transaction. And we have another property, it's called update transaction. all modified queries are executed in the context of this transaction. If we use the single transaction, you understand that all queries will be executed in the context of the same transaction. But we can split them. It's very convenient because we can use transaction for reading as long as we need. It can be maybe a week or month active, and it should be read-only transaction. And we can use short transactions for committing all changes, which can be very short. In auto-commit mode, transactions will start and will commit automatically after any changes we do in our data set. Just to demonstrate it, I'll try to... It's too early for special offers. True, false. Just to see what queries are executed when we start our when we start our application. Only transactions. Well. We see that transaction for reading has been started because we executed our selectable query. And now we try to change something. Here we see that transaction for writing has been started and committed. It was used hard commit because we don't need commit retaining anymore. Our data is written in the context of another transaction, and when we commit transaction for writing, transaction for reading is still active and our queries are not closed. This is we think that it's more correct way to manage transactions than using auto-commit, than using commit retaining statement every time. This mode is very convenient, but it has some limitations. Because in master detail relationships, if you have two data sets in your application, sometimes it's not understandable which transaction is needed to read data in detail and master data set if you have changes in both data sets. That's why in TPFIB data set we have some special property. It's connected with refresh SQL. What is refresh SQL? When we change our record, I'll try to show. We change the record. FIB Plus components execute update SQL query. The data is transferred to a server. But if you have some triggers on the server, which also changes the same records after our updating, we need to get to know what changes have been made by trigger. For that, FIB Plus execute refresh query. And just see on it. This is one. It selects the only current record after changing. It doesn't refresh the whole data set, only the current record. Oh, that's it. New monitor. Prepare, fetch, connect. Just to see what query are executed. We change our data. And the sim. This is update query. And after that, FIB data set refresh the current record. You can switch on this feature, but sometimes it's very convenient. And if you're using two transaction, you should understand in the context of which transaction refresh SQL is executed, because if this selectable queries is executed in the context of another transaction, your reading transaction maybe will not see the changes. So user change the data, it post changes to a server, but after refresh all changes are not visible. It may become very confusing. Well, what the next issue is about master detail link. FIB components have a special mechanism for master detail, which can help you for making application, and it rather understandable and clear for software programmers. You see that there are no any special code in the program, because all master detail relationships are made in a visual mode, I don't know, in a visual way. It's the same as in the previous examples. We have database, we have transactions, and we have two data sets for master and for detail data. All data are displayed in the two dbGrids components. Master detail, the same simplest query. A new field is added, it's called products. It's the count of detail records for this master record. Modified fields are generated already, and now we will see queries of detailed data set. Very simple query. We get all detailed records, which is connected to the current master record. But modified queries have some additional features. Let's see on them. What does it mean? It's when we need to insert a new record, new detailed record in a database, we need to set ID company using ID field of the master record. Is it understandable? That means that FIB plus takes the value of current master detail of current master record ID field and set it to parameter automatically. It's the same in the update query. In delete we don't need it, in refresh we don't need it too. So the most important are insert and update queries. This prefix mass is only in FIB+ components, and it allows us to make master detail relationships without coding anymore. Let's see how it works. Oh, it was erased. If we try to insert a new record, we will see that ID company is set automatically because the current master record ID is 2. If you see that ID field is generated automatically with the help of a generator in the database. We use for it special options, they are called auto-update options, this property. You should set generator name, you can set generator step. If you need, you set key fields. For this example it's only one field. You set update table names, and you set when you need to use generator. In this example, and I personally prefer to use on new record, just to see a new value before I post any changes. But you can set this property to before post, and when user ends the editing of data and post changes, FibPlus automatically generate primary key and send this to the server.
Did you say never and you get a triggered new ID in your patch pack?
No, it's impossible. If you need to get trigger generated ID, you should reopen your query. That's why we do not recommend to use it. Not so. We recommend to use it, but in your trigger you should write if new ID is null, then you use trigger generated. But it's better to use auto-update options in FibPlus components, especially in master detail relationships, because if you don't know the current ID of master record, you can't add detail records in another data set.
Just another question: if you have like parameters that are not set, is the null pass, for example, procedures or whatsoever?
I'm not sure I really understand. Try to explain another way.
Yeah, well, it happens every once in a while that you have in your table you have default values, for example, on the parameters not set.
Mm-hmm.
That are just null, for example. So you know that some components have problems with parameters not set. They just insert an empty string, for example, which is not null. So you will not get the default value back
mm-hmm.
if you enter a record.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening with your performance?
It could happen the same.
Are you talking about in the update where all in the data set query?
For example.
Yeah. Because in the where clauses you're only using the ID. So that allows you to save the record away and change the record. But also, because the refresh query is fired off as soon as you change the record.
Yes, you get all generated.
So if there are any triggers or defaults, you see them.
For example, when you have an insert query like you have here, and mm-hmm. you have like a couple of parameters, say ID, name, for example, weight or whatsoever, and in your database you have the default.
I understand you now. It's not a problem with FibPlus. I wanted to tell about it later, but no, it's yet. Set required fields, set read only, and import default values. When it opens, it gets default values from a server. So when you just add new records, it's empty. FIB dataset automatically set default values, and the parameters will be not null. That's it. Any question about master details relationship, or it's clear? I'm glad. It's so clear. Okay, now that we can discuss some additional features. I didn't think it will be so fast. Okay. Local sorting. When you fetched all your data from a database in a query, sometimes you wanted to change the order. And if you use standard SQL queries, every time you need to change the order, it also executes a new query, and you get a new traffic. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. So FibPlus offers you an option. You can use a local sorting mechanism of FIB dataset. In this application, I placed combo box with field names ID, name, and product account. That's why. I'm sorry. We'll look back to master detail. I have forgotten to say about special master detail options. They are very important. Look at it. Detail conditions. The first option is DC force open. What does it mean? These options enables us not to open detail links in our code. When master is open, all connected detail data sets are open automatically. So if we have forgotten to open detail link, it will not be a problem. Next option is ignore master close. So when master detail is closed, all links can stay active. Personally, I don't know when do you need this option, but our users asked for it. Or maybe they use some special modes of work. Force master refresh is more interesting. I told you that if you have some triggers in your database which change data, you need refresh SQL to see that these changes after posting your changes from the client. But in master detail relationship, it could be more applicated. For example, in this sample application, we have a field products in the master data set. This field is calculated by triggers. That's the count of detail records which corresponds to this master record. So when we add or when we delete a record from a detail dataset, this field products in the master dataset is refreshed, and we need to see these changes in the grids. That's why in our detail dataset we should set force master refresh to true. Let's try to see if any changes. Now we see that products are equal 5. Just try to delete. And we see that products are equal 4. This is possible because of this option. In another way, we should refresh master detail manually. This option allows us not do it automatically. Another option is wait and master scroll. Sorry.
How master table is refreshed?
Here.
I mean that if you do this refreshment manually, so you need to close and open master table, so it's detail table also clones that you need to position master
the you can do it so, yes. It refreshes only the current version or current record of master dataset, but frankly speaking, you can refresh the current record of master dataset manually as well. You just call refresh method. It does not reopen the master dataset. It only refreshes the current version, the current record. So it's not a problem, but. You don't need to think about it, you just can set the options, and that's it. Wait and master scroll is a very important option if you have large data sets. Just imagine that you have, I don't know, thousands of records in the master data set and 100,000 of records in the detailed data sets. And your user just navigate through master dataset because he do not find necessary company. Every time he moves, a new query in detailed dataset is executed. So you get the terrible traffic in your network. It's not good because actually the user needs to find only one record. If you set the option wait and master scroll to true, and in your program you should set the variable master I'm not sure master scroll I'm sorry, just don't remember now. It's described in the documentation. The variable which is set to period of delay. In this case, detailed data set will be reopened only after, only when user stops the navigation and delays with that interval. So it. User can navigate through master data set and no detailed queries are executed before he stops. It just can save your network traffic. Terrible. Let's go to another example. That's all about master detail relationships. Local sorting. No. So I set the list of fields in our combo box, and write has written the event handler combo box change. It's very simple. It calls doSortX method of TP data FIB dataset, and it has two parameters: the array of fields. In this case, it uses a number of fields. And sorting order, ascending, descending, what you need. We get our data and we sort it locally without re-executing our queries. It works rather quick, and for not very huge data sets, it's very convenient.
How it can be compared with the applying data set functionality?
Really?
I just mean only the sorting.
We didn't compare the speed of sorting. I think yes, it's used the same algorithm, so it doesn't matter. You can have this functionality with client dataset, but if you use client dataset, you need before it you need to transfer your data to client dataset. If you use FIB dataset, you simply work with Firebird and Interbase, and you have the same option of local sorting in a box. You don't need to use any additional components. This function is very convenient in web applications. For example, we have some sample application which use interweb components, and they allows users to sort their data in a browser, and it doesn't execute any queries to a server. It's much more faster than to call server every time. Local filtering is very similar to local sorting because it also works with a local buffer of data. Not so many time left. What I wanted to set SQL, it's the same. Yes. We have a t-edit component, and we have an event handler, which is very simple. It's set filtered mode false and to true. Actually, just refresh filter mode. And we have a special event handler in FIB dataset component. It calls on filter records. You should set accept variable if you need to see the record after filtering to true. That's it. Conditions can be very complicated. In our case it's very simple. I just check if the value of edit text property is included to the field of the current record. How does it work? Open. That's it. It also doesn't execute any additional SQLs because it's refresh only fetched records. That's the point, because if you don't fetch all records to the client and you try to filter record using local filtering, the filter can work only with fetched records, not with other which are not fetched from the server. It also can help you if you want to make your network traffic less than in usual client-server applications. Local blob filter is another way to make your traffic less than in other applications. Everyone knows about blob filters in the Firebird and Interbase. You can set some functions these functions will be connected with blob fields. When you write in blob, these functions process the blob value, and when you read from blob, other functions unprocess this data. Sometimes it can be used for encrypting data in a database, but the problem is that when you use blob filters in your applications, for example, you store documents in the blob filters, and you have huge documents. You have to send these huge documents to a database. After that, it can be packed or encrypted by blob filters on the server. But you don't, you can't reduce your network traffic. Using local blob filter in FIB Plus, you can do it because it encrypts, it packs data before sending on the server. So you send data in your network can be packed automatically, and using of this mechanism is very similar to using server-side blob filters. Let's see how it's done. You have two functions for reading and for writing and for reading blob, and you set you link these functions to specific blob subtype. In our case it's -15. Now you need to write two functions which simply process the memory buffer in any way you need. In this example, it packs data on writing and unpack data on reading. After that, all FIB Plus components will work with such blobs as they are not packed. But actually, when you send data to the server, it will be packed automatically. You don't need to pack a blob filter, especially for different data sets, queries, and so on. You just need to register two procedures on the specific blob subtype. That's all. How does it look? We can check. We can open a text file. It has been saved on a server. Another text file. It also have been saved. By the way, here is demonstrated how to use GUIDE. I don't know how to pronounce GUIDE fields for primary keys. It's also possible with FIB Plus in automatic mode. You see that bloop fields seems as usual, but actually they are packed. If we comment registration of our bloop filter, we will see the data in real. It's not readable because it's packed. That's
And also binary.
Yes, of course. Yes. So actually, now database we will not see the text files which I have saved to a database. They will be packed. Wow, a great feature. I like it very much.
And you can see these blobs by another tool.
No, of course.
We can't
write it because you can use your own algorithm for packing and unpacking. How do we know? You can use some encryption algorithm, not to pack but to protect your data. So you can write this application yourself. It's very easy, as you see. You can use my sample application for starting for free, no problem. And the last thing today is using macros in FIB Plus. Let's draw attention to SQL again. You know that you can't use parameters in the standard SQL for setting table name or field names. It can be only used for values of fields. Sometimes it's not convenient. You cannot use parameters in the join statement. It also is not convenient. Of course, you can generate your SQLs in your program code. So it's not very big limitation, but it's not convenient. Using macros in FIB+, you can set parameters everywhere you need in your SQL queries. In this sample, I just set the table name and open this table. That's how looks the code in the program. You use this macros in the same way as you use usual parameters of Firebird and Interbase. Just set table name and set param by name property. Oops, how can it be? I have forgotten to set the name of tables. No. Yeah. Just to check. Getting started. Yes. Of course, it could be any other table. This is very convenient if you want to set different conditions to the query. I don't know if exists the ready example. It's not important. You can write something like this. There are parameter ID and that's it. What does it mean? This macros means that no, that's it. You can set in your program a parameter where cont anyhow you need. And if you do not set this macros, this parameter, it has default value. So this that's it. How does it work? Just check. We didn't set any conditional here, and that's why dataset implemented default value of the macros. So you can describe all necessary criteria in your code directly, not in your program. It's very convenient if you use query fi plus repository. I will talk about it on the my second session because it's very interesting. That means that you could store your queries in a database and edit them in a database without recompiling your application. And if you change your queries but you can't change the code of your program, you should set default parameter values just to be sure that everything will work well. So the difference between parameters and macros is that macros can be used anywhere in your SQL and it can have a default value placed in the SQL text. Maybe if you are interested, I will show personally another examples which use macros more intensively and maybe demonstrate this feature in a good way, in a better way. That's it. Well, it's time to finish. So, special offer for this conference, yes, is a discount on the FIB Plus components if you visit fiberdevrel.com. You will see the special banner which transfer you on the getting this discount. With any problems you can contact me directly on fiberdevrel.com and I'll be happy to answer any questions. We also have a public news group for support. You also can ask your questions in these new groups and the ticket system for individual supporting, for financial questions, for example, not related with FIB Plus directly. Any questions? Maybe some details I need to comment. I knew that FIB Plus very clear product. This was very simple features. They are common features and they are similar to IBX. That's why maybe there are no so many questions. And the second session related to specific additional FIB Plus features, I will talk about more complicated things, maybe more interesting. The main topic will be connected with reducing network traffic. Particularly, I told some information about it, and I'll talk about FIB Plus repository of queries, dataset settings, and error messages. It's very convenient if you have a lot of users of your applications. The main feature, the main idea of a repository is that you put in a database as lot information as you can. I'm stopping already. Okay, thank you.